you know, most of us are looking forward to all the wonderful food on Thanksgiving Day, but it can be a challenge to find the right bottle of wine to go with your turkey. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, joins us with some suggestions in our Wine of the Week. Now, you and your wife, Cindy, have a little disagreement over what wines go with what?
You know, I just think that we have different palates.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, of course, she's always right.
That's right.
But we have different palates.
That's so why you're still married.
That's why we're still married. Yeah. Hi, honey. So we do try to pick out some different wines to enjoy over the holidays. She has kind of a one direction she likes to go. I have a direction I mm-hmm. like to go. So we just end up putting them all on the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's start with her selections. What does she like?
Well, she likes to kick off any festive occasion with bubbles. And I think a good bubbly wine, she's picking the non-vintage Domaine Chandon Brut Classic Sparkling Wine from Napa Valley. Now, this is a great way to kick off the evening for $20. The tight, medium-sized bubbles, they're going to carry bright flavors of apple, pear, and nectarine over the palate. And you get these nice notes of toasted brioche on this crisp finish. It really drinks like a bigger, I don't want to say champagne, but a bigger sparkling wine. And when for the main course, what she really likes is a white wine that's going to be able to hold up to all those different flavors. So the 2008 Luna Pinot Grigio from Napa County, she's a Napa girl on this one, fits the bill beautifully. It's a lot of wine for $15. The fragrant bouquet features aromas of nectarine, grapefruit, and peach. Palate emphasizes bright flavors of tropical fruit. Think mango and papaya. And there's got these great apricot notes on the finish. And it's got a lot of abundant acidity. It keeps it bright and fresh. Again, $15.
Okay, now you like to go in a little bit different direction on Thanksgiving. Where are you starting?
Well, I like to find wines that pair pretty well with turkey and all the trimmings. Mm-hmm. I like something that's a little off dry, which means sweet, but not sweeter. Mm-hmm. So just think just a touch sweet. 2009 Adelsheim Pinot Gris from the Willamette Valley of Oregon. It's a great all-American wine, and for $15, it gives you all of these scents of tropical fruit and citrus. And I just love these green apples and pears and guavas that blend together on this creamy mouthfeel. Long, lush finish, and just enough acidity to pull it all together. But if you're looking for a versatile red, and I do love a good mm-hmm, red wine, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with a Pinot Noir this year. The 2008 Maison Louis Jadot Côte Nuit Village Pinot Noir from Burgundy, France. Delicious bouquet of bright, ripe cherries on the nose, flavors of strawberry and red plum in the mouth. And the bountiful acidity, again, keeps the wine light, bright, and focused. $22.
Oh, great stuff. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. Scott Greenberg, Washington Examiner wine columnist with our Wine of the Week. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, particularly Thanksgiving? Check out all Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.